Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's AgriCenters carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills AgriCenters or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
We're your neighbors. We're your kids' sports coaches. We're your school board and chamber members, your church deacons, your local 4-H club and FFA chapter partners. Long story short, we're real people. We're real Oklahoma pig farmers, and we're real proud of it. To hear from real Oklahoma pig farmers, visit okpork.org/realpork. This message brought to you by Oklahoma's pig farmers and the Oklahoma Pork Council.
Well, what's the winter going to bring for Oklahomans? I had the opportunity to visit with Chief Meteorologist Brian Bledsoe of KKTV News in Colorado Springs, and one of the things he mentioned was how important the role of the Pacific Ocean plays in your weather patterns.
Pacific is so important in how our weather, not only short-term but long-term, gets governed. So for the past really 3 years, the Pacific overall has been in a very cold state. We've had it not only on a broad scale, but also with the La Nina episode, and we've been dealing with more dryness than not for a large part of the midsection of the country. Now, the big talk now is the El Nino that's been coming on, okay? And there's been a lot of, in my opinion, bad messaging about that, how it's going to be a cure-all, fix-all for everything. And it doesn't necessarily always work out that way. And I think the thing to keep in mind right now is that the Pacific overall is still cold in that long-range cycle, despite the fact that we have this El Nino here. So while we might have good moisture, I think, going forward here for the next few months or whatever, the fact that that Pacific is cold needs to be in the back of our mind that we need to be looking out for potential dryness late in 24 and possibly even in 25. It's something that we definitely need to be prepared for.
Looking into winter, Bledsoe said the midsection of the country may see some cold temperatures this year and possibly a wetter spring.
Winter actually happening in the Great Plains this year. Yeah, there are some. And again, you make these long-range forecasts and you always look at the forensic information that you have, modeling, history, and you try to put that together, and there are some signals in there and some red flags that say a large part of the midsection of the country better be prepared for some winter. I think there's an opportunity for it to be not only colder than average, but also wetter than average. And I think that's especially true the farther south you go. So I think people need to be reminded that it can still winter in the Great Plains, and that's something we need to be prepared for.
To hear my complete conversation with Chief Meteorologist Brian Bledsoe, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, on the latest crop progress report, in Oklahoma, winter wheat planted is around 64%, up 13 points from the previous year. Emerged is at 31%. In Kansas, winter wheat planted is at 70%, emerged at 38%. And then in Texas, winter wheat planted is at 62%, emerged at 35%. Winter wheat planted for the total U.S. reached 68%, emerged nationally now at 39%. Corn maturing is at 95%, soybeans dropping leaves at 97%, and cotton bolls opening also reached 87%. Rainfall totals in Oklahoma averaged about 0.03 inches. That's according to the October 10th U.S. Drought Monitor. Drought conditions were rated 63% abnormally dry to exceptional drought, down 37 points from last year. Additionally, 43% of the state was in moderate drought to exceptional drought categories, down 57 points from the previous year. Statewide temps range in the upper 50s to the low 60s. You've got farm news on Ron. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.